Army trucks are moving up as if they meant business. It looks like war. It sounds like war. Maybe it is war. Nope. Here comes a band. And a band means a parade. And that's just what it is. A parade and review of the Reserve Officers Training Corps of Purdue University. The drum major is all dressed up and going to town with the Purdue band and the famous Purdue drum. Wouldn't Junior like this drum for his birthday? It's so big they have to haul it on a truck. It's the granddaddy of all boom booms. The largest one in the world. And it makes almost as much noise as the artillery. Everybody loves a parade. Everybody likes to see a regiment swinging along. The Motor Transport Division makes an impressive showing, too. Dozens and dozens of Army trucks that move along like tireless squads of marching men. These men would give Uncle Sam the shirts off their backs. They must have heard that. They're stripping for action, but they're not going to fight. Nope, they're just going to push them up. This is how to get a soldier's figure and keep it. It's a fine body of men and a graphic glimpse of Uncle Sam's reserve officers in training. A foot presses a hidden pedal. Heavy iron jaws open slowly. The gangster-proof barrier is down, and a car slips into this strange place, carrying the contents of a cash register. Ah, but things are not what they seem, for this is just a new kind of bank. The Security First National of Los Angeles, opening for the day's business. No parking problems, no lugging cash receipts and valuables through crowds. Oh, yes, and he carries his own safe. This is banking made easy, with perfect safety for both bank and depositor. The teller stands behind bulletproof glass and does business through a cast iron dumbwaiter. Here's the only known way of getting a draft through a no-draft ventilator. Hey, Tony, you're passing a stoplight. Well, he's in a hurry to get into money to bank. These are banks she's made to order for, Tony, for he no can leave with a pushy card out front. Hey, toots! You save the money like a Tony? Smart bambino. You said it, Tony, and it's a novel idea for small depositors as well as large. A lot of thrifty drivers are putting their savings to work, banking on wheels, and the money is just rolling in. Come on, scram out of here. What do you think this is, your birthday? A little water is good for what ails you. Brrr, what happened to that sleepyhead? Well, it's a swell way to work up an appetite. Time for breakfast. Come and get it. The chefs have prepared 50,000 eggs. That's right, 50,000. Two for each boy. A lot of hard work for the chefs. Ah, but think of the poor, hard-working chickens. And now for some scouting activities. How fast could you scale a 9-foot wall? Don't ever bet you can beat a boy scout, for they're all experts. Likewise, the sheet bend, weavers, clove hitch, and bowline. Just plain knots to you. Next time you find yourself out of matches, remember, flint and steel will light you a good fire, providing, of course, you talk fast and blow hard. There's plenty of interest in exhibits from far away. These French scouts show a model of the Eiffel Tower, while more boys get a demonstration of a homemade glider that came across the Atlantic with its owner all the way from Poland. Foreign scouts show a great interest in American automobiles, for many features are strange to them. The adjustable driver's seat is something new, and so is the glove compartment. But most intriguing of all are the doors, which can be locked either from the inside or outside without using a key. 12,500 boxing matches all going at once. What a show. There's plenty of fun and exercise. Hey, you, pick on somebody your own size. Bullseye. But in reality, there is something serious, something mighty big behind this great jamboree. It plants a milestone in the history of scouting and the physical, mental, and moral help it has been to millions of boys all over the world. A living monument to Sir Baden-Powell, who founded the Boy Scout movement little more than a quarter of a century ago. Crazy as a loon, bats in the belfry. That's what people said about the guy that thought up this one. This, folks, is the topside down zip upper. It was invented by a fireman who fell off a ladder and landed on his head. You don't have to be crazy to ride it, but it's more fun that way. The driver picks rough roads just to make things more interesting. These are the two fellows who met in a revolving door and have been going around together ever since. Notice the top man? No, he's down. He's up. He's down. He's up. Well, it looks like good, clean fun. Tones up the system, puts roses in the cheeks, and maybe a lily in the hand. But then, a lily in the hand is worth two in the bush. What might this be? You'd never guess. It's a monkey sleeper, yowza, and it's full of all the lads. A Pullman for Dodson's Hollywood Monkey Stars. A high-class hotel on wheels, filled with guests that are always up to scratch. Inside the Pullman, a prima donna is coaxed out of her berth. It's time to get dressed for a matinee in the next town, but she don't wanna. Come on, Mabel, put on your britches like a good girl. The monkey sleeper pulls into town and right up to the stage door. Not a fan nor a stage door Johnny in sight. This is a swell way to bring in Hollywood stars. Now for a little powder, rouge, and such to enhance their beauty. Pete thinks he'll try some of that pink stuff. Not bad. Not good either. So it's carnation. He'll take vanilla. They were just going to relax. But that man's here again. Pete isn't to blame for his looks. His mother was frightened by Boris Karloff. This little lady doesn't mind being made up. She's the flirt of the company. There's a light in her eyes, but there's nobody home. Pete thinks, she actually likes it. Well, no big baboon is gonna make a monkey out of me. She gives him a frosting. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Let go, you cad. The big show is now underway. It's astounding, it's stupendous, it's colossal. In fact, it's pretty good. Ah, she's trucking. Or is she doing the organ grinder swing? The stools are reserved, but the occupants aren't. Why, she was never so insulted in all her life. A Sunday cyclist picks up a lady friend and gets a lot of backseat driving. Say, nothing seems to satisfy these jealous hussies.